Canadian soccer player Sam Adekube is one of the lucky ones. He managed to escape earthquake-ravaged Antakya in Turkey. Some of his teammates and staff at his club Hatayspor are still missing. The 28-year-old from Calgary is now safe in Istanbul with Canada captain Atiba Hutchinson, who plays in the Turkish Super League for Besiktas. But in a Zoom call Wednesday sitting next to Hutchinson, a somber Adekube told a harrowing tale of being caught in the quake, and the horror of what he saw in the aftermath. Unfathomable. Something you never really expect, said Adekube, who looked shell-shocked. Adekube was relaxing at home with some teammates after a 1-0 win over visiting Kasımpaşa in a Turkish league game Sunday evening. The quake began as he started cleaning up his home when they left. He started shaking, which initially made him think he was having a panic attack. Then the furniture and TV began to tip over and cups and dishes smashed in the kitchen. He went outside to find the road split and people yelling amid freezing rain and lightning strikes. After witnessing the damage around his home, he drove the 20 minutes to the team training ground, seeing the devastation along the way. It just felt like a movie. You're seeing collapsed buildings, fires. People yelling, people crying, he said. People digging through the rubble. Broken pieces of houses. Just things you never really expect. It got worse the closer he got to the center of the city, which is located 1,100 kilometers southeast of Istanbul in a region bordered by the Mediterranean and Syria. Roads split. Bridges broken. 12-story high-rises just completely collapsed. Families looking for loved ones. Parents looking for their kids. Kids looking for their parents. It was just something unfathomable. Something you never really expect. Adekube says people are still missing, including the team sporting director, Taner Savut. There is confusion over the whereabouts of Ghana international Christian Atsu, who was at Adekugbe's home that night. Reports of Atsu being rescued are now in doubt, said Adekube, who joined the search for survivors after getting to the training ground. It's also people who work around the team, Adekube said. He says one of the team's equipment men died in the quake. So did the daughters and mother of a woman who works in the team kitchen. The wife of another equipment man needs urgent medical attention, facing having her arm amputated if she doesn't get it. Of course I'm thankful that a lot of my teammates have been found. But the people that do help the team, the people who work around the club, they still have loved ones that are missing and unaccounted for. Really, it starts to hit home when you just see the agony, the desperation on their faces, he said. In the light of day, the horror grew. You're looking through rubble trying to find your teammates. You're trying to yell for them in like darkened spaces of apartments that used to be standing, Adekube said. It's just something you never find yourself doing. People coming back with broken bones. People still missing to this day. It's something you can't really explain. Adekube and some of his teammates managed to get out thanks to his coach, Volkan Demirel, who used to play for Fenerbahçe, another Turkish club based in Istanbul. He called the Fenerbahçe president who organized a plane departing from a city about a 150-minute drive away. Adekube and other Hatayspor players and staff were bused to the waiting plane, which took them to Istanbul. We were very lucky, Adekube said. I just grabbed what I could. I have 3 suitcases and my dog. Hutchinson was waiting to take him in. Adekube had called him in the aftermath of the quake, showing him the damage via FaceTime. He called his parents when he got to the training ground. Antakya is renowned for its cuisine, which has many Middle Eastern influences. UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, has designated Antakya as a city of gastronomy. Adekube, who joined Hatayspor in June 2021 from Norway's Vålerenga Fotball, has won 37 caps for Canada and saw action in all 3 of Canada's games at the World Cup in Qatar. Born in London, England, he was 3 when his family moved to Manchester and 10 when it came to Calgary. At 16, he moved to Vancouver to join the Whitecaps residency program. He signed a homegrown contract with the MLS team in 2013 but made just 16 appearances for the team over the next 4 seasons, spending much of the time out on loan. Adekube had loan stints with Brighton in the English Championship and Sweden's IFK Göteborg before joining Vålerenga in January 2018. While Istanbul escaped quake damage, Hutchinson's concern for Adekube grew when internet connection was lost and a second quake hit. both players urged Canadians to donate to relief organizations to help the region and its people. "There's a lot of people that are still under the rubble," Hutchinson said. "People are just really in bad conditions right now," he added. "It's really cold here. Just making it through the day and the night, it's extremely difficult." Follow at Neil M. Davidson on Twitter. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 8, 2023. Neil Davidson, The Canadian Press.